Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Draymond, right corner, three, good for Butler. Draymond from downtown, snapping out of his slump of about three games. Now he'll put the headset on, Warriors with the win. And Draymond, I appreciate you spending some time with me tonight. And how important was just kind of grinding out this win, you know, coming on the heels of those two fantastic games in San Antonio?
Oh, man, it was a good win. You know, we knew those two games, they were intense. They felt like playoff games. You know, the energy wouldn't quite be here for this one, you know, but we was able to find our own energy, create our own energy. We built a comfortable lead. They fought back. You know, we closed the half strong, and then we're able to come out and kind of handle the second half. But a lot tougher for different circumstances than San Antonio, obviously.
Well, 32, a career high for Moses Moody. You know, there's going to be nights where, you know, Steph doesn't have it going, didn't have a great night tonight. There's going to be nights where you might not have a great night or Jimmy might have a great night. How important is it for somebody like Moses to set the tone in this game and to have a great game?
Well, that's, you know, that's what you hope in a game like tonight where, you know, guys who've been around for quite a bit, it'll be a little tougher to get going, you know, but you hope you can get like a Moses Moody who, you know, still very young in his career to come out and have a great night. And he came out and set the pace for us. We found him in the first half, and he really had it going for us. And it didn't require Steph to be crazy Batman tonight and Jimmy to be O.D. Robin. So it's good.
Yes, that is good. Are you a New Orleans guy? What's your go-to food when you go out in New Orleans?
I just try to find me some charbroiled oysters.
They're
so fire. Take the bread and you dip it in the sauce and you eat the oysters with it. It's so good. Got to get you some beignets from Cafe Du Monde. But it's too many great restaurants in here to name one.
I know. It's a dangerous city that way.
Yes, it is.
Hey, a final one for you. Please tell everyone listening, what did Kevon Looney mean to the Warriors when he was your teammate?
Oh, man. You know, you look at just him as a professional, most importantly, just what he brought as a professional. He's one of the most professional guys I've ever been around. Never late for anything, never has an issue or complaint. Hears everyone out. He was always that connector. Yes, sir, OG. He was always that connector for us of like, you know, he kind of sat in the middle, you know, where he's not quite with Steph or myself, but not quite with the young guys either. So he always kind of was that bridge for us. And, you know, always ready, one of the greatest offensive rebounders this league has seen. You know, he meant a lot. He means a lot to this organization. And, you know, just because he's gone after 10 years doesn't mean he still doesn't mean a lot. Loon, you know, we all love Loon. Hated to see him go, you know, but I also understand his business.
Well, 8 points, 10 boards tonight for you, as well as a total of 6 assists, 2 steals. Great win tonight because on the heels of those two games. And thank you for your response on Kevon. It's just a great response to what he meant to this team all these years.
Hey, Tim, did they not have me down for a block?
They had you on for one block.
Oh, good.
Now, because that's the question that we were asking this upstairs. The heave doesn't count as a release at the end if it doesn't go in, but does it count when you get a block shot? This is something we need to investigate.
I think it definitely should be a block, but I definitely had one on Fierce, too. So with that, it should be two.
Well, we'll investigate that for you. Okay.
Thanks.
See ya. Draymond Green with our post-game guest conversation tonight here in New Orleans. 124-106. And, of course, Moody with 21 points in the first quarter. That's his career high for points in the quarter. And the 7 threes he hit in the first, the most by any player in a quarter this year in the NBA. So 32 for Moses, 10 of 16, 8 of 12 beyond the arc, 4 of 5 line, 4 boards, a block shot for Moses Moody. And 18 for Jimmy Butler, paced away 19 off the bench. Brandon Pajemski, 8 of 13 from the field, 3 boards and 3 assists. And 11 points for Buddy Hield, got 3 threes to fall. He had been ice cold this year coming into that. And remember, November is kind of his coldest month. He usually gets off to a little bit of a slow start. good to see him snap out of that. For the Pelicans tonight, 20 points for Trey Murphy, 6 of 13 shooting, hit all 6 of his free throws and hit 2 threes with 8 boards and 2 assists. He had 4 steals but also 5 turnovers. His usage rate has jumped way up in November as opposed to the first few games of the season. Jeremiah Fears had 17, 7 of 15, a good-looking rookie right now, 5 boards for the Pelicans, and he'll figure some things out. Only 1 assist, that kind of decision-making, I think, will come with time and repetition. Jose Alvarado off the bench had 18 points, 6 of 12 shooting. But, of course, they were missing Zion Williamson, Jordan Poole, as well as DeJounte Murray. So when Williamson comes back, which could be as early as tomorrow against Oklahoma City, this Pelicans team will take a different look. But for the Warriors, you heard Draymond trying to get the energy going in this game. A night where Steph Curry was 2 of 11, 1 of 6 from 3, had only 9 points. He did have 5 boards and 3 assists. But a night where Steph didn't really have it going, which I'm sure is probably upsetting to everybody in San Antonio. But the Warriors found other places to go to. Pajemski, Moody, Buddy Hield. And if the Warriors are to be a good team, if they're to be a team that is a threat to go deep into the playoffs this year, that's what has to happen. You have to have other contributors. You have to have secondary scorers who can take the load on nights where the big three maybe don't have it going, and that's what the Warriors got tonight. I thought it was a well-earned win for Golden State, even though they were outscored 56-36 in the paint, and that's not good for the Warriors. There are some things to clean up. Their transition was not good, even though the fast break points had them plus 7, 21-14. Many times the Warriors were beat down the floor for easy buckets. That's something I'm sure Steve Kerr and the coaching staff will take a look at.